Good morning. This morning we'll be singing from hymn 172, if you want to open to that. We'll sing one stanza at a time after selected readings from Psalm 22. Behold, Jesus on the cross. His very words and anguish detailed 1,000 years beforehand, because he bears our sins. His own father abandons him. Psalm 22. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me and from the words of my groaning? Oh my God, I cry in the daytime, but you do not hear. And in the night season, and am not silent, but you are holy. Enthroned in the praises of Israel, our fathers trusted in you. They trusted, and you delivered them. They cried to you, and you and were delivered. They trusted in you, and were not ashamed. But I am a worm and no man, a reproach of men, and despised by the people. Stanza 1. Man's logic looks on the cross saying, well, since God has abandoned Jesus, he must not approve of him. His cause is lost. We might as well mock him too. But how horrible it would have been for them and for us if God had delivered him from the cross. Psalm 22. All those who see me ridicule me. They shoot out the lip. They shake the head, saying, he trusted in the Lord. Let him rescue him. Let him deliver him, since he delights in him. But you are he who took me out of the womb. You made me trust while on my mother's breasts. I was cast upon you from birth. From my mother's womb, you have been my God. Stanza 2. Behold your own personal sins, charging at Jesus like angry bulls from every side, piercing him with their guilt, pulling his bones apart out of joint. The literal details of the crucifixion foretold before that practice had even begun to be practiced. Psalm 22. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help. Many bulls have surrounded me. Strong bulls of Bashan have encircled me. They gape at me with their mouths like a raging and roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted within me. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue clings to my jaws. You have brought me to the dust of death, for dogs have surrounded me. The congregation of the wicked has enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. Stanza 4. Look down with Jesus from the cross and see every prophecy fulfilled. And see, yes, also the Father answer his prayer by leaving him there so that he may be the good shepherd that gives us life. Psalm 22, I can count all my bones. They look and stare at me. They divide my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. But you, O Lord, do not be far from me. O my strength, hasten to help me. Deliver me from the sword, my precious life from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth and from the horns of the wild oxen. You have answered me. I will declare your name to my brethren. In the midst of the assembly, I will praise you. Stanza 5. The Father sends His own Son to bear the cross. And so when the Lord allows a cross in our life, He surely plans to give us a future and a hope. For if He spared not His own Son, surely He will freely give us every good thing. Psalm 22. You who fear the Lord, praise Him. All you descendants of Jacob, glorify Him, and fear Him, all you offspring of Israel, for He has not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, nor has He hidden His face from him. But when He cried to Him, He heard. My praise shall be of you in the great assembly. I will pay my vows before those who fear Him. The poor shall eat and be satisfied. Those who seek Him will praise the Lord. Let your heart live forever. Stanza 8. From the cross to glory, He has done this. He has done it for all. For the ends of the world. For those yet unborn. For you and me. And He desires to nurture you in this gospel word and sacrament, that you may reign with Him in bliss forever. Psalm 22. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations shall worship before you, for the kingdom is the Lord's. He rules over the nations. All the prosperous of the earth shall eat and worship. All those who go down to the dust shall bow before Him, even he who cannot keep himself alive. A posterity shall serve Him. It will be recounted of the Lord to the next generation. They will come and declare His righteousness to a people who will be born, that He has done this. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.